Take me out to the ball game.
5-1 road trip for the Brewers. I should say 5-1 homestand for the Brewers is in the books after yesterday's win over the Cubs. So this is getting kind of ridiculous. I feel like in baseball, it's rare to even load the bases 5 times in 8 games, much less do what the Brewers have done.
1-0 pitch. Fly ball to deep right. Are you kidding me? Another grand slam! 7-1 Brewers on the 5th grand slam in the last 8 days. You can't make it up.
No, you can't. This is rare territory for the first-place Milwaukee Brewers, Julia, who are now in Colorado, where the ball flies out of the park with regularity. So who knows what will happen here as the series with the Rockies begins tonight. Happy to be welcomed in by Lane Grindle, Brewers broadcaster. Last time I saw him, we were having a bourbon on my patio. Now he's in Denver. Hello, Lane.
I'm a lot further from you now.
yes, we have joked that one of these times during a homestand, you would do one of these hits on the program from my hot tub. It's not yet happened.
Wow.
We need to do that. We need to make that happen. We'll have to look at the schedule and figure out when it works, although it would be way better if I just showed up there.
Yes.
That the element of surprise is way more entertaining.
I would agree with that. Well, surprising is 5 grand slams in 8 days. Lane, I don't remember seeing anything ever like this. Certainly not in Brewers history. I know the Padres had a run similar to this not too long ago. Yeah. But this is unusual. Even to load the bases that many times in 8 games isn't that common.
I think that's the thing that you have to focus on a little bit with this conversation is, it's really wild. They've hit 5 grand slams in 8 days. But the fact that they're putting themselves in the position to consistently even have that opportunity is pretty wild unto itself. And a lot of people have talked about the fact that this team struggled with the bases loaded early in the year, and now there's been this sudden massive turn in terms of the results. I don't know that there's a ton of rhyme or reason to this. I mean, there might be a little bit. Some guys might just be able to find that extra bit of focus when it's a clutch situation or a run scoring situation, but there's no real way to measure that. I think the lesson here is keep putting yourself in the position, and eventually, even if things aren't going well, it's going to turn. And so they've done a great job of that. This is a team that's had a lot of traffic on the base paths over the course of the year. They're one of the top teams in batting average in the National League, and I think you're seeing some of those things that weren't going their way for a good stretch of time with the bases loaded just turning massively now, because that's the law of averages.
So the Brewers are 50-34. We're now beyond the halfway point of the season. They have an 11.5-game advantage over the Cubs. I think they got the Cubs again here before the end of the season, but it's coming up not too long away, as a matter of fact. They don't really see each other in September. But nonetheless, just from an overall bird's eye point of view, Lane, I don't know that anybody expected this kind of separation between the Brewers and Cubs.
Right.
And here we are. I mean, this is no longer early in the season.
I totally agree. I think a lot of people felt like these might be the two teams, along with maybe St. Louis or Cincinnati, that were battling it out. When you talk to people before the year, the only team that people didn't really put in the conversation of, hey, they could win the division, was probably Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh's improved. That's a much better team, and I think going to be maybe a little bit of a problem in future years with the pitching that they've assembled there that's young and controllable, but probably not in the mix to really impact the race yet this year. Maybe they can impact the wild card race, watch them get hot and prove me wrong. But I think a lot of people thought Cincinnati had the upside to be there at the end. Certainly St. Louis had the name recognition within their roster still to be a problem. But I think most people thought, look, the Brewers have earned the respect to say, look, they're going to be there. And the Cubs are a team that a lot of people thought were on the upswing. And that hasn't proven to be the case with Chicago so far. They got off to an okay start. Their starting pitching has been pretty good, but the lineup's been a massive disappointment. And the bullpen's been, for lack of a better term, just a total mess all season long. So there's a lot of issues that the Cubs are trying to work through. And the Brewers have taken advantage of that. They have taken care of the Cubs, especially these last two series in Milwaukee. They will see the Cubs in a couple of weeks, actually, down in Chicago coming out of the All-Star break after 2 games in Minnesota. And it'll be really interesting to see where the Cubs are at that point and what the conversation's like. Because now you're going to be just a few days away from the trade deadline. Are the Cubs talking about trading some guys like a Cody Bellinger or a Nico Horner or a Jameson Taillon or maybe somebody else we're not even talking about? Or are they still holding on to hope that they can get hot and maybe acquire somebody here and get themselves at least into the wild card conversation? There's a ton of separation between the Brewers and Cubs. It feels really good to be a Milwaukee Brewer fan right now.
Lynn Grindle joining us from Denver. Brewers and Rockies tonight, the last place Rockies, as a matter of fact, out in Denver, game one of a three-game series. So the Brewers are honing in on another record here, Lane. They have used, let's see, after tonight, they will have used 15 different starting pitchers. So this is always the big question mark. Whenever you're not sure who is going to start, there's a blank in that space. Just start to look at the minor leagues, who's pitched and who might be coming up. I have never heard of the player who will be on the mound tonight for the Brewers.
Rob Zastrzyzny, he actually was up. The Brewers faced him with the Cubs a handful of years ago. He is a left-hander. He came onto the roster when Jared Koenig went down with the IL injury on Saturday. And so he is basically going to be used as an opener today. The Rockies have two of their first three in the lineup, left-handed hitters. I would expect Zastrzyzny to probably work the first three batters of this game. I would be surprised if he went beyond that, but you never know. The last time the Brewers used an opener, he went two innings in Hobie Milner. So sometimes Pat Murphy will like to keep you guessing with that. But when you look at the Rockies lineup and you look at Zastrzyzny, that would be my guess, is that he'll face the first three batters in the Rockies lineup, and then Bryce Wilson will come in as the bulk reliever. Part of this, too, is that if you look at Bryce's numbers, he has been much more effective in this role as the bulk reliever than as the initial starting pitcher. And so maybe it's just routine, the way he gets himself ready to go in the bullpen, whatever it is. This has worked out better for him. And it also means he doesn't have to face the lefties at the top of a lineup that third time if they don't want him to. So it kind of helps extend that outing for him without having to face the dangerous hitters of the opposite hand a third time. So that's kind of the strategy behind it, and we'll see how it works out tonight. This is a tough place to play. The Rockies are a last place team. They had a really rough month of June, but the Brewers have had their struggles in this ballpark because this place plays differently, and no lead is ever safe. You have to, frankly, you have to be a little bit more aggressive with your bullpen at times in this ballpark. So it'll be interesting over these four games here in Colorado. You know, you hope that you can get through it, get some good starts, not have to tax your bullpen too much, but there's always some sort of wrinkle or something wild that happens at Coors Field, especially over four games. I mean, the odds are just good that at some point it's going to turn into a slugfest here.
And Lane, do you get altitude sickness, or do the players get altitude sickness at all?
I don't think that they notice it as much. I mean, it's certainly different here for sure. I think in this sport, it's probably not as big of a deal as it is maybe in some other sports. But the one thing you notice is that the ball flies here unlike any other place. So this is a big ballpark. It's 415 to center. It kind of needs to be to make this place play anywhere close to true to a normal park, but it still doesn't. This is one of the best run-scoring environments in baseball for that reason alone. The ball flies in this thin air here. And then we saw Christian Yelich basically hit a 500-foot home run here a couple of years ago. I mean, it can lead for some very entertaining innings.
Looking forward to it tonight. 7:05, the coverage begins. Brewers and Rockies, game one of a four-game series. Lane will be there and on the call. Appreciate it, pal. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Greg. Next time it's my deck.
Yep. Sounds good. Beer in hand, no doubt.
Fun.
Much appreciated. 427 on WTMJ. We're neighbors, by the way, if you didn't get that. We live right next to each other. Backyards aligned, Julia. It's nice.
Gotta be nice.
Here comes Lane.
You never know. You never know
backyard.
Who you're gonna work with.
Go, hey man, how you doing? Yeah. All right. Let me get you something here. That's how we do it.